What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This
is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
You know, when Joe Scarborough says that these college protests are going to have an impact on Joe Biden's re-election, it's one of the few times I actually agree with him. Because, yeah, what you're seeing on college campuses, the nuttiness as Columbia protesters are defying their deadline to clear out these encampments, this is craziness, and it is absolutely reflecting on the Democrats, no doubt about it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It's a Monday. We're getting ready for another week, but we will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey this coming Friday. Hope to see you there. Live show. Fantastic way to kick off the month of May. There was an effort to oust the White House press secretary and Fembot Karine Jean-Pierre. But a failed coup. They tried to take out the White House press secretary, but they failed. And you know the old saying, if you try to take out the Fembot, you better not miss. So we'll see what the ramifications of that will be. And Hunter Biden is suing Fox News. That's right. Hunter Biden is suing Fox News. The question, of course, is, will the other news organizations, the corporate media, will they rally around their friends at Fox News? Will they rally in solidarity for the media? Or will they completely ignore it as Fox News is getting sued for what? Reporting on Hunter Biden? As a news organization should do? A man who's under federal indictment? A man who's the president of the Sun with alleged business ties to his father? They're getting sued for that. And yet I haven't really heard much from the media or the White House Correspondents Association coming out and saying, we stand with Fox News. We stand with Fox News. And at Columbia University, they've issued an ultimatum. Leave or be suspended. And in Austin, Texas, they're saying leave or be expelled from the university altogether. Break up your encampments and leave, or you're going to be suspended altogether. It's funny because there's kind of a reflexive instinct to defend freedom of speech on college campuses. And yet these schools have been just the epicenter of anti-free speech for so many years. It's hard to feel sorry for them. It really is. But this is the problem. These schools for forever have been engaging in a war on speech, you know, punishing kids for the pronouns that they use. And so when you see this happen, it's just very hard to have sympathy for any of them. And they're also behaving like children, and they really are kids. And that's the other thing, too, is that you get a sense that what you're watching here, these college kids, is, well, they're kids. I mean, they're not adults going to college. They're really kids. And the other thing, too, is that there's a lot of anti-Americanism intertwined in their pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, anti-Zionist messaging. There's a lot of anti-Americanism that is in there. TheHill.com had an article about that. You know, will Gen Z be the generation that basically erases America, cancels America? As you hear at these college protests, a lot of the anti-Americanism, which is front and center. But I think it's also important to recognize that this, what you're watching at these college campuses, these are Democrats. I mean, these are Democrats. These are not Republican students. These are not conservative or libertarian students. I mean, there might be some in the mix, but for the most part, 99.9% of them, I mean, there might be like a Republican dude who's there to try to impress his hot girlfriend, but 99.9% of them who are being handcuffed and escorted out here at the University of Texas at Austin, these are Democrats. And they are angry at Joe Biden because they believe Joe Biden is standing with Israel. You're going to see this at the Democrat National Convention this summer in August. You're going to see this exact same thing play out, because I don't think this is all going to be resolved by then. I imagine that we'll still be talking about Israel and Gaza by then. So you're going to see this play out there. This is the political problem for Joe Biden that nobody really talks about. And it comes down to Michigan and Wisconsin. You got a lot of these universities there. They're not showing them on TV, but the same stuff's happening there. Same stuff's happening at those colleges in Michigan and Wisconsin. Those states would be red states if not for their epicenters. Like Madison, Wisconsin, for example, is a great example of that. You know, if not for Madison, the state would be red. But Madison is a huge enclave of leftyism. And Michigan would be red, too, if not for really Detroit and a few other enclaves, but also the colleges that are there and the students that are there. And they're the ones who voted present for Joe Biden, or none of the above, or anybody else. But they didn't vote for him in those primaries. And that was sending a message, a big message. And the problem is that normally in a general election, you would not be worried about this. You wouldn't care if the lunatic fringe of your base was not coming out for you because they're acting like kids. You wouldn't care. But for Joe Biden, he needs all their votes. Joe Biden can't afford to have anybody stay home. He's bleeding Hispanic support. There was a joke, I don't think Colin Jost was particularly funny at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I thought it was pretty painful, most of it. But he did have one funny joke. He said his co-host, Michael Che, who is black, he said, I didn't want him. He was going to come, but in solidarity with Joe Biden, I've lost all my black support. So that was one of the only funny jokes. But Biden is hemorrhaging black support. Biden's hemorrhaging Hispanic support. I mean, Hispanic support is now going with Donald Trump. So he can't afford to lose anybody else. He can't afford to lose anyone in terms of these young crazy people. Like if young crazy people abandon him too, and black voters and Hispanic voters and the blue collar workers of this country who have been voting Democrat for years up until 2016 when Donald Trump arrived on the scene, he can't win. And he's not going to win. I mean, Trump's going to win. Barring some effort to cheat, barring some bird flu pandemic, I read a story today that there's a dolphin that now has the bird flu. It's the first of its kind, of a dolphin having the bird flu. So short of a dolphin bird flu pandemic that causes us all to be locked in our homes, short of some real shenanigans going on this November, and I believe that we'll be prepared for all of them. 2020 caught us for a curveball with COVID and mail-in balloting and everybody staying home. And as more details come out about mail-in ballots and how corrupt that whole process was, you were right to doubt it all along. We all were. We were all right to doubt it all along. But now, 4 years later, it has to be embraced, and we have to make sure that it is used to our advantage, and we have to make sure that we don't give them the opportunity to cheat again. That is very, very key. But you see, Biden can't afford to lose crazy. And by this point, he should have locked down crazy. But this is what I've been saying over and over. Biden has not locked down crazy, and he's not going to. What you see playing out on college campuses means that young voters who traditionally would vote for Democrats, would vote for Joe Biden, are not going to come out for him. They might vote third party. They may stay home. They're not going to pull the lever for Trump, but he doesn't need them to vote for him. That's the thing. He doesn't need to pick up crazy college kids. Joe Biden can't afford to lose crazy college kids. That's the difference right there. Trump doesn't need them, but Joe Biden needs them. Joe Biden can't afford to lose them. And so what you're watching here is it's a much bigger political problem than anybody's letting on. You know, you're watching college campuses and they're talking about this issue of, you know, freedom of speech versus protests and how the colleges are handling it and not handling it. I don't particularly really care because I don't have any kids going to those colleges, and I figure it's all going to play out the way it does. But what I care about is the political implications of this. That's what I think. And I think politically speaking, this shows you just how bad it is for Joe Biden, because the Democrat Party has embraced extremism. You know, they have not kicked out the crazies. If you're anti-Israel, if you're anti-America, and the Democrat Party still says you have a home here, that's a problem. You know, that's a problem. That means that party has not expelled the lunatic fringe and said, we don't want you here. We don't want you as part of this party. So if you're a Jewish student or you're a Jewish parent and your kid goes to school there and you're watching this and you're very, very nervous for your kids, and I get that, but as much as that's happening, you have to think to yourself, what does this say about a political party that has embraced such a level of extremism that you've got Democrats that are afraid to come out and condemn this? And the ones that do, to his credit, John Fetterperson, for example, they get blasted in the media. They get blasted by people like Will Bunch at the Philadelphia Inquirer. They get blasted by Philly Magazine this month as a whole thing. You know, who's John Fetterman really? Who is this guy? Democrats that come out against this stuff that you're watching right now, who come out against the crazy, they're the outliers. And that's why Joe Biden has not come out and condemned these protests. It's why Joe Biden is missing in action right now, because he's afraid of losing the support of these crazy college kids. That's the truth. I mean, that's the truth. And if you look at that and you say to yourself, here we are, it's now May, for all intents and purposes, it's basically May. We're going to go into summer now. And by the time we get out of summer, and summer's going to fly by as it always does, we'll be in the fall. We'll be in the midst of this, heading towards the general election. How can the Democrats put this Humpty Dumpty back together again when you've got shattered crazy all over the place? And so Joe Biden now is in this place where he's trying to play both sides, and everybody sees him playing both sides. Everybody sees him playing both sides. And when that happens, that just makes everybody upset. That just makes everybody upset. They turn around, they get angry about that, and they say, what's with this guy? What's with this guy? Why can't this guy pick a team and then be? It's like what he said last week about how I condemn the anti-Semitic protests, but I also condemn those people that don't understand what Palestine's going through. What was called his very fine people on both sides moment. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. And so now you've got James Carville, longtime Democrat strategist and political commentator, teed off on young voters who are considering not casting a ballot for Joe Biden. Just to show you that I'm not wrong in my analysis of this, that Joe Biden's failure to lock down crazy is going to cost him the general election. And not just this. I mean, it's not just that. It's also the fact that, like I said, Hispanic voters are now with Trump. A lot of black voters are now with Trump, higher than ever before. And the working class people, the men and women, it's like I played you that clip on Friday of that construction worker going, you know, F Joe Biden. He can go F himself. Working class people are not with Joe Biden anymore. So if these young college kids, if college kids who go to school at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, if they don't come out to vote for Biden, he's done. He's toast. And the Democrats know that. Here's Carville, cut five.
I hear this a lot. Young voters are just not into this. It's two candidates. One's in the 80s. One's is almost in the 80s. And they're concerned about things that Washington are politicians. And you just can't blame them for, you. All right. Are you watching what is happening in the Supreme Court? If you're 26, do you see what they're doing? First of all, they're going to take every right that you could possibly have away from you. Did you? Of course, I'm not asking you to be an involved citizen, but let me, you elders, tell these kids that the Supreme Court has out of nothing getting ready to create immunity for one person, Donald Trump. Now, I am hardly a scholar of the American Revolution and the founding, but I do know this. One of the principles of the founding of the United States of America was that no person was above the law. You have Alito, who's asking the government council about immunity, which is not mentioned in the Constitution. The only time, to show you they cared about immunity, they did mention immunity for members of Congress traveling back and forth from their districts to Washington. That's it. And these want to tell you, well, we are originalists and reconstructionists, and we believe in the original language of the Constitution, except if it comes to Trump, and we're just a pack of illegitimate whores. And that's what they are. You got to understand, you have to follow whatever they say. I'm not saying you don't. Just like if you live in Russia, it's an illegitimate court. You think Thomas is legitimate?
He's very angry. He's very angry at the Supreme Court, but he's also angry at these young voters who are not going to vote for Joe Biden. And you can feel the Trump derangement syndrome. It's real with him. It's real. And there, and what he's getting ready for, just so you know, what he's preparing everybody for is when Trump wins in November, it's going to be just like when George Bush won in 2000. They're going to turn around and say the Supreme Court is the reason why he won. What James Carville's doing there is he sounds very emotional, but he also has a plan up his sleeve. The play up the sleeve is when Biden loses and Trump becomes president, they're going to blame it on the court because the court said Trump had immunity. And you know, they're going to, they're going to rule that because that's the only logical ruling to make. And you're going to get, I think you're going to get an almost unanimous opinion declaring that presidents have criminal immunity for official actions. Now, the private actions issue is separate, and that may go down to the lower court, and we may not get all this cleared up by then, but it doesn't matter. From the talking point of Democrats, if the Supreme Court does not definitively come out and say Donald Trump does not have immunity sometime between now and November, when Trump wins, they'll blame it on the Supreme Court. Understand that the Supreme Court doesn't have to come out and say Trump does have immunity. They just have to not definitively rule. So if the court comes back and says, we want the lower court to clarify for us, we want them to clarify the issue of what's an official action and what is not. And then we'll look at it again. Then the Democrats will say that. They'll go, well, you see, the Supreme Court kicking the can down the road again to give Trump the advantage to beat the clock, to run out the clock. And so that when Trump wins, instead of it being that Trump won because Biden lost Hispanics, did horribly with the black vote, couldn't lock down crazy, college crazy, and lost the working class, which is really, I think, the biggest story here, which is that the working class voters are now totally with Trump, just like they were in 2016, but totally back with him again. When that happens, it will be, instead of Russia collusion, it will be Supreme Court collusion. And they will try to say his presidency is illegitimate. And they'll all parrot on. Just like you heard 4 years of Trump would not be president without Russia. Well, they can't play the Russia collusion game anymore because it was all BS, and we know it's BS. So it'll be the Supreme Court collusion. And no matter what scenario, scenario A, the court comes out and says Trump has immunity. Well, then it's easy. They can all scream to the mountains and say, well, the court gave him immunity. And so this is the Supreme Court now. They colluded with Trump to win the election. His appointees should have recused themselves. What? Why? Justice Thomas's wife was there. He should have recused himself. Why? Supreme Court justices don't have to recuse themselves unless it involves them directly. And none of them were involved directly. But that's beside the point. If the Supreme Court comes out and says, we need more clarification from the lower court, we're kicking it back down, and then that process takes months, and then they'll go, Supreme Court colluded with Trump to win the election. He's an illegitimate president. He would not be here if not for the Supreme Court colluding to make sure that the lower court would be tied up with clarifying what's an official act and what's not, knowing that it would be appealed and knowing they'd have to hear it again and knowing that by then Trump, the election would happen. He's an illegitimate president. Supreme Court collusion. There you go. That's your podcast title right there. Supreme Court collusion. That's what the Democrats will scream. They won't be able to scream Russian collusion. I mean, they still might try. Some of the old timers will, like Nancy Pelosi, but she's been around the block for a couple thousand years. So that's different. But for the new kids on the block, It'll be that. And that's what James Carville's setting everybody up for. So you know. So you understand what their plan is. And then as far as this issue of campus crazy here, and then dealing with the fact that you've got crazy, and certain Democrats are coming out and condemning crazy, and other Democrats are coming out and praising crazy, shows you how the Democrat Party is completely and utterly screwed going into this election. Because they are so conflicted. And I'll give you some thoughts on that upon my return. And this is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. We're coming right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
And that crazy train may cause Joe Biden to lose the election, among other reasons. Of course, he's also building that train to go from D.C. to India. That's a whole other story for another show, as a matter of fact. But let's understand the distinction. What's happening in the Democrat Party? And welcome back to the show. And we're glad you're here today, 855-839-1210. And Matt, see if you can grab that clip of Karine Jean-Pierre talking about the campus protests. They just posted it a short time ago. This is John Fetterperson blasting the anti-Semitic protesters. All right. And then I'm going to play you AOC praising them. So you understand the contrast and why the Democrat Party has such a problem here. Because one half of the party thinks this is bad. And the other half of the party thinks this is good. And that's not good for a president who needs to win over independents and moderate voters. And since he hasn't locked down his crazy base, has to worry about hemorrhaging support from Democrats. Not good at all. Cut number six.
I will say this, is that it's very clear that there is a very germ of anti-Semitism in all of these protests, you know, and then sometimes it flares up. And again, including one of the leaders in Colombia said some just awful things and talking about, well, they're lucky that I'm not killing Zionists and things like that. And then he defended himself by saying, well, those were taken out of context. And I'm like, well, that's very similar to the way the college presidents, like same kind of language and those kind of monocultures that create situations and that replicates. And now it's not a surprise that when you kind of seeing this manifest itself in a campus like this. Now, of course, it's a great American value to protest, but I don't believe living in a pup tent for Hamas is really helpful.
Okay. Now, remember, he represents Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate. And I think John Fetterperson is a pretty pragmatic guy. He wants to see Joe Biden win Pennsylvania. So he's trying to sound moderate and reasonable. But what does that tell you? See, whether or not his intentions are pure or not, whether or not he's playing a game, whether or not he's acting so that he can do what's necessary for Joe Biden, what does it tell you, though, that he has to do that? If you don't think he's sincere about what he's saying, and maybe he isn't, I don't know. I don't know the guy. But what does it tell you about what the voters of Pennsylvania think? See, if John Fetterperson is saying all these things because he wants Joe Biden to win Pennsylvania, then what does it tell you about how the people of Pennsylvania think? It tells you that they think this is crazy. I mean, if the people of Pennsylvania thought this was great, he'd be out there and he was just saying whatever he had to say to get Biden elected. He'd be out there going, good for these kids. First Amendment all the way. Anti-war. Yeah, just like Vietnam. But he's not saying that. He knows that Joe Biden loses Pennsylvania for a lot of reasons. This doesn't help him. The craziness on college campuses, the craziness among the Utes doesn't help him. Because John Fetterman's also hearing about it from the working class voters, you know, the people that work in the natural gas industry, the oil industry, people that are telling him about the immigration issues. And he's echoing that. He's parroting that, which leads to people like Philadelphia Inquirer's lefty loon Will Bunch writing things like, who is this John Fetter person? Who is this guy? And Philly Mag writing stories about that, all suggesting that John Fetterman has flipped his views. He wasn't really the Bernie Sanders that Pennsylvania was promised. Well, maybe he was at the time, but being pragmatic and trying to help Joe Biden win, he's saying what needs to be said in order for Joe Biden to win. But that still tells you that's a mirror of what the voters are thinking, that they think the border is a disaster. They think that these college kids are nuts. They want to see support for Israel. And they find that the war on natural gas and energy is just ridiculous and destroying their jobs and their livelihoods and their towns and their communities. So whether he's saying it because he's sincere, whether he's saying it just because he wants Joe Biden to win, doesn't change the fact that that's what the voters are wanting him to say. Which tells you everything. It's a window into the soul and the thinking of the voters of Pennsylvania, the state that will decide the presidency. I mean, you heard Scott Pressler calling a Dom show. Scott Pressler, who's a very, very bright young guy who's been out there mobilizing the vote. He's got a role at the RNC now. He's officially now living in Pennsylvania. He knows that whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the White House. And he wants to be here for it. He wants to be in the fight. So I don't think you'd have John Fetterman going on News Nation and saying Hamas can end the war right now. And these college kids are not being helpful when they're living in pup tents. Unless he thought that that's what the people of Pennsylvania wanted. And here's to show you the other side of the Democrat coin, and this is the problem for them, which is that their party's not united on this front, and why Joe Biden can't lock down crazy. Here's AOC praising a Columbia protest encampment and the leadership there. And it's important to note that one of the student leaders actually said Zionists don't deserve to live. I'll play that clip first for you. Zionists don't deserve to live. This is one of the vocal students named Kamani James. There's a live stream. It's an official university at Columbia University thing that they did back in January. And James goes by he, she, and they pronouns. So he, she, they. Okay? He, she, they. Double down on an Instagram post that sparked the report. He, she, they also seems to suggest it is acceptable to kill Jewish people and anyone else that supports Israel. Now, who do you think he, she, they would vote for in a general election? Over Trump or Biden? Do you think he, she, they is a registered Democrat or Republican? Right. So if he, she, they doesn't come out for Joe Biden doesn't lose three votes, even though he, she, they goes by three pronouns. He loses one vote. But still, every vote counts when you're dealing with already losing Hispanic support, Black support, working class people support, and crazy support. Cut number seven.
I'm Kamani James. I use he, she, they pronouns. Zionists in my DM wanting to meet up and fight. I don't fight to injure or for there to be a winner or a loser. I fight to kill. See y'all in New York, January 2024.
Mm-hmm. So that's specifically what we're going to be discussing today. Do you see why that's problematic in any way?
No.
Do you think that there's a serious weight in taking someone else's life?
I think there is a serious weight in taking someone's life. And at the same time, I think that taking someone's life in certain case scenarios is necessary and better for the overall world. And so I personally have never killed anyone. Thank the Lord that no one has put me in that position. Though when Hitler died, the world rejoiced. Everyone looks back at that time period and said that Hitler needed to die because he was exacting an immense amount of harm against the world. And so just like that, during the Haitian Revolution, Haitian slaves had to kill their masters in order to gain their independence. And these were masters who were white supremacists. What is a Zionist? A white supremacist. And so let's be very clear here. I'm not saying that I'm going to go out and start killing Zionists. What I'm saying is that if an individual who identifies as a Zionist threatens my physical safety in person, i.e. puts their hands on me, I am going to defend myself. And in that case scenario, it may come to a point where I don't know when to stop. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. There should not be Zionists anywhere. Zionists are Nazis.
Okay, so there should not be Zionists anywhere. He, she, they does not like Zionists. And like I said, this is January, right? Columbia University didn't care. Here's AOC praising the Columbia protest encampment leadership, of which he, she, they is part of the leadership of this encampment. Cut 8.
So I'm a freelancer.
Hard to hear. I can't hear. I'm just hearing background noise in that.
Noise? Yeah, I tried to clean it up the best I could, but it's just difficult to hear. It's not good audio quality. I have a transcript if you want me to read it.
Sure. What did she say?
All right. She said, the leadership you have here is just fantastic. It's really special and it's really amazing. And this was less than 24 hours after Kehmani James was... I don't even think
he, she, they. Please use the proper pronouns. He, she, they.
I don't even think he, she, they was expelled. They haven't confirmed that he, she, they has been expelled. Only that he, she, they is no longer on campus.
I don't think you have to say all of them.
No,
you
do. He, she, they. Kehmani wants.
You can't pick and choose. It's he, she, they. Be respectful. Why would you not? Why would you pick?
Well,
you
are you
he,
just
they?
Saying you go by all three of those?
Yes. Yeah, so you got to say he, she, they. You can't go he, she.
No, I would leave just out go the he they or she
you,
or
no,
they.
You, he, she, they. What are you not understanding about this? You're going to pick and choose two out of three.
Yeah,
ain't bad?
You gave me multiple choice question right there. I
two
can call
out of
you
three
any,
ain't bad. Meatloaf.
You identify with those three, you know, pronouns.
Yep.
I can call you any of those three.
No,
I don't have to
not,
call you all three.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's how it works?
It's not
I thought
how,
that's
it works.
How it works.
You don't know. Listen, it's not.
That'd be
you want,
so infuriating to
me.
To say
it's not
that.
A menu where you get to choose the chicken, the fish, or the steak.
A la carte? Yeah.
It's not one. Pick one of the three. Like, hey, you can call me he, she, or they. No. This guy's, I am he, she, they. You understand?
I understand what you're saying. I disagree. I don't think that's how it works.
But it is how it works.
No, I think
that's
they're saying
the
they go by
handbook.
All of those.
You see,
they can't make up their mind. They get, I want all three.
You get that's they want all three, and some have more than three. I'm surprised he, she, they doesn't have Zay Zir. I would like to be recognized as he, she's, they's, their, Zay Zer. I mean, that's a mouthful. Just trip on
right.
your tongue a little bit.
That's what I'm saying, and no one's going to say.
Well, I'm just saying it's crazy, but he, she, they is a Biden voter. That we can all agree on. And here's a Columbia professor suggesting that Columbia protesters have not chanted slogans in support of Hamas. This was on with CNN with Fareed Zakaria. Cut 10.
First of all, there's a matter of fact, which I have to correct. People in the encampment, what we call the encampment, that's the protesters at Columbia, they have not shouted out slogans, chanted slogans in support of Hamas or the wanton destruction of civilian lives on October 7th. That is simply not the fact. It's a little upsetting, I think, to everybody at Columbia that the mainstream media, I mean, for, as well as the politicians, have confused things that are chanted outside Columbia's gates with things that the Columbia protesters are saying. Because, I mean, I've spent time in the encampment. I haven't heard anything even remotely like that. There are things I'm sure that all three of us would have some trouble with that are being chanted outside the gates. Columbia is not letting those people in.
Well, Columbia's got to make a decision. What do they do? Because the deadline has come and gone for the students to leave the encampments. And as of right now, they're still there. And Columbia protesters are defying the deadline to clear out. And this could get ugly. And you're going to see this all play out on TV. This is bad for the Democrats. This is bad. And John Fetterperson knows that. He knows that this does not play well in Pennsylvania. He knows it. That's why he's condemning it. Whether he means it or not is not the point. Even if he's saying it just because he thinks it's what the voters want to hear, that means it's what the voters want to hear. And that's the point. Now, listen, if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation. You certainly noticed the road construction. But once you get past that, you'll find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. Now, I can tell you that firsthand because recently I picked up my new XC60 and it was a great experience. It's amazing. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo. And despite the renovation, despite the road construction, you will have an incredible experience. I drove up by there today. They're making great progress on the renovation. And there's huge banners, renovation, celebration, event. And that's what's happening at Cherry Hill Volvo. They're loaded with offers for spring. The renovation sale continues and their pricing is always aggressive. And they're doubling down on the already aggressive pricing with new incentives to make up for the renovation and whatever little headaches are there. But since I was just there, I can tell you it's not a big deal at all. You get the same level of treatment and a wonderful selection of new and certified pre-owned Volvos in stock. The S-Class made it their plant in South Carolina. The XC90 with that third row. Get the kids down the shore safe and sound. Either way, you'll have a great experience. And since we broadcast live every day from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, you'll know you are standing with the people that stand with us. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you and giving you the pricing and the attention that you deserve. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
What do you say? You want to do a live stream today?
Yeah, you want to?
I could show off my PAB. This is the Excellence in Broadcasting Award, the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters, 2024 Outstanding Local Radio Team, The Rich Scioli Show, and it's my name, Rich Scioli, PM Drive host. Now, I don't want to brag, but this is my third of these that I've received over the last several years, my third PAB. I don't want to brag, but this could also be used as a weapon.
That's why I keep it right by my bedside.
See that? You can beat a man to death with this. Or, if you notice the pointy edge, you can stab someone in the heart and kill them.
It's nice to have choices.
Yeah, so I may walk around the streets of Philadelphia carrying my PAB. Just be like, well, it's actually a weapon. Psh! How was the ceremony, Matt DeSantis? How was the chicken, since you didn't get to have any steak?
Well, yeah, that I did have my heart set on steak. The chicken was very good, though, and the ceremony itself was enjoyable.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
What they lacked in steak, they made up for in cake. Delicious cake.
Delicious cake.
Very good cake.
Very good cake.
Hat tip to the PAB award ceremony.
See, Henry, don't you wish you'd gone up there with them, and this way you could have had delicious cake?
No, that's the last
time. It wasn't all fun and games. It was quite a hike. It took me like 2 hours to get there.
Aw, poor baby. We did a four-hour radio show without you on Friday.
I'm aware.
Some of us had to work for a living. So yeah. To go eat cake.
Well, I had to accept it.
Let them eat cake, he says. Let them eat cake. Marie Antoinette DeSantis. You know what happened to her? She got beheaded with a PAB. I could behead somebody with this thing. Psht. Just saying.
It is sharp.
Look at that. Well, good job, gents. You produce the best afternoon drive show in the entire state of Pennsylvania for a major market, anyway. Not those low energy minor markets.
You're like the Kansas City Chiefs of radio.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you won back to back.
Oh, right, because they won the sports thing, the baseball thing, the
Super Bowl,
right? Stanley Cup. This is like the Stanley Cup that the Kansas City Royals won.
You're basically Patrick Mahomes.
I'm basically Patrick Mahomes at this point. Right, the Chiefs are the football team.
Who's that make you, Rashee Rice?
No, I don't want to be Rashee Rice, no.
No, you're Jeffrey Lurie pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Well, he didn't win last year, or 2 years ago.
No, you're like the Chiefs equivalent of that guy.
You mean like the GM?
Well, you're the play call. You're calling the plays.
You're saying he's Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
There you go.
Andy Reid likes cake, too.
That implies you're rank above me, and you don't. So
What am I?
Like a water boy? I don't know.
I'll take Kelsey.
Defensive coordinator?
Travis Kelsey.
I'll be Spags.
Just so you know that I'm not crazy with my analysis, that crazy is hurting the Biden campaign. This is Crazy Joe Scarborough saying exactly that this morning on his Morning Joe Schmo show with his wife, Mika. Take a listen.
Yeah, and
I've
got to say, just the absolute weakness of the administration, the cowardice of the administration, and unfortunately on these elite colleges, having people that are now running these elite colleges on faculty boards that burned down college campuses in the 1960s, that were responsible for the election and part of Richard Nixon in 1968 because of the chaos on college campuses, because of the chaos in Chicago. And they gave America Richard Nixon and five more years of war. Good job. Let's see if these administrators, the ones that like tried to levitate the Pentagon in the 1960s with Abby Hoffman, the ones who took over presidents' offices in the 1960s, that trashed college campuses. Let's see if they're now going to elect Donald Trump for, I don't know, maybe the last election in American history. If so, good job. Way to go. Way to go by not being able to discipline students that violate your rules. You either have rules or you don't have rules.
You either have rules or you don't have rules. He knows. Carville knows. They know. They know this is bad. They know this is bad, and they're all nervous about the Democrat National Convention. But this is what happens when you don't kick crazy out of your party. You allow crazy to fester. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, these are the people. Bernie Sanders out there screaming about Netanyahu every day. You cultivate this and you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow in life. That's the bottom line. And now you've got all these people on the sidelines saying this is really going to hurt. You think? And it's not even just a matter of them not turning out to vote for Joe Biden, which they're not going to do. But it's also this. It's the fact that America is watching this and seeing this. And then thinking that the Democrat Party, because they know these kids are all Democrats, is nuts. Now, I'll share with you what Bernie Sanders had to say over the weekend. It was also crazy as well. And also, more thoughts on the Supreme Court's immunity case. Remember, James Carville is laying the foundation for everybody to say that this was Supreme Court collusion. That the Supreme Court of the United States of America is colluding to get Donald Trump elected. Colluding. All right? So I've got more thoughts for you on what the justices were thinking, what the justices were saying in the arguments that followed. And some great guests coming up as well. We're going to talk to Julie Kelly. I'm a big fan of Julie's. She's been looking at the classified documents case against Trump. And I told you on Friday, to me, this looks very much like entrapment. Like the federal government of the United States of America, the National Archives was colluding with the White House, the Biden White House, to get Donald Trump in a position where he would have all these classified documents. And Julie's broken that down, and we'll talk to her about that a little bit later in the show. Plus, Pam Bondi, who is one of President Trump's legal advisors, or I should say advisors, but she's a lawyer. We'll talk to her about the legal cases against Trump as well. But listen, I want to tell you about Cooper University Healthcare, a leading academic health system. Cooper's experts provide award-winning primary and specialty care at more than 100 offices throughout the region, including personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper. groundbreaking stroke and neurosciences care, advanced surgical services, cutting-edge clinical research, and more. Recognized regionally and nationally, make Cooper your first choice for outstanding care close to home. And now, Cooper at MD Anderson. MD Anderson at Cooper is now also in Moorestown, a beautiful facility that they opened up at the mall. For an appointment, call 800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org. Remember, the entire Zioli family trusts our health care to Cooper, and you should too. From primary care to advanced specialty care and everything in between, make it about Cooper, cooperhealth.org.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.